On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 4 of 4 on hazard communication and chemical safety. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Maintaining chemical safety in the workplace requires constant attention. Whether you're handling cleaning products, solvents, or industrial-grade chemicals, knowing how to work with hazardous materials safely is essential. Poor handling or storage can lead to serious incidents, including but not limited to fires, spills, or harmful exposure. A strong safety culture ensures that everyone understands their roles in preventing these risks. And this week, we're going to be focusing on safe handling, proper storage, and knowing how to respond if something goes wrong. Chemicals can be dangerous, but those risks are manageable with clear procedures and the right tools. Every team member plays a role in preventing accidents and protecting health and property. Here are a few tips that are going to assist you with handling, storing, and responding to hazardous chemicals. Number one, always wear the correct PPE. This is going to be a tip that is going to basically spread across every single tip that we share. But make sure that when you're handling chemicals or working around chemicals, that this is something you always follow. You want to ensure that your gloves, goggles, face shields, and respirators are available and worn as needed. Match the PPE to the type of chemical that you're handling. Never assume that standard gear is good enough. You want to check the label and make sure that you follow the safety data sheet, the SDS. Number two, you want to store chemicals by compatibility. Never place acids near bases or oxidizers near flammables. You want to make sure that you follow the labels and make sure that labeled ventilated storage cabinets designed for specific chemical types are used. Make sure that you always keep containers closed and stored below eye level when possible. Number three, keep spill kits nearby and ready. Train all employees on how to use them, and if a spill occurs, act quickly but safely. Evacuate if needed and contain the area and report it immediately. Don't ever clean unless trained and wear the proper PPE and equipment. Number four, you want to know first aid procedures for each chemical. Safety data sheets, or SDS, provide specific instructions for skin, eyes, or inhalation exposure. Make sure eyewash stations and showers are easy to reach and tested regularly. And last but certainly not least, number five, prevent fire hazards and reactions. Keep ignition sources away from flammables. Bonding and grounding are used to treat flammable liquids during transfer and monitor storage areas for heat or leaks, and never mix chemicals unless specifically trained or authorized. Creating a safe environment is about planning. That means having the right equipment, training, and clear emergency response steps. It also means speaking up if something looks wrong or out of place. Never ignore warning signs or bypass safety steps to save time. Chemical safety is everyone's responsibility. Follow procedures, use proper PPE, and take storage and emergency prep seriously. The right actions today are going to prevent injuries and damage tomorrow. We can't thank you enough for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips and this 4-week series on hazard communication and chemical safety. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.